The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, March 17th, 2025 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. You can find us at 95.9 on your FM radio dial or kgvm.org online. We're host Bob Wall. I'm sitting in for Mick this afternoon, and I'm going to play you some Celtic music. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody, and St. Gertrude's Day. Before I jump into that, I do want to thank an underwriter. Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than four. KGBM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, between Rooks and the Montana Science Center across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End. Yeah, all right, we've got a couple of our regular features to play for you before we get into the music. Here's Human Capital and Labor History in 2.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Amid worsening tensions worldwide and especially with the United States' North American neighbors, the U.S. under President Trump is set to require Canadians who are in the country for longer than 30 days to register with the U.S. government. Other foreign nationals must also register with the U.S. government and be fingerprinted starting April 11th. Canadians are exempt from fingerprinting. Traditionally, Canadians who cross the northern border by land and stay for longer than 30 days in the U.S. have not had to register with the federal government. The new rule would not require Canadians to apply for a visa, but rather a different federal form to enter into the U.S. Rosanna Berardi, an immigration attorney based in Buffalo, New York, said that her firm has heard from many Canadians who have expressed strong disappointment in the new rule. Berardi said, "It's important to clarify that this measure specifically impacts Canadian citizens crossing land borders who intend to remain in the U.S. for periods exceeding 30 days. Casual travelers visiting for tourism or shopping will not be affected. But Canadian business professionals who regularly enter the U.S. for extended assignments will now face these new registration requirements." Berardi said that some Canadians are reconsidering their travel to the U.S. as a result of the recent tensions between the U.S. and Canada. Berardi said, "Historically, Canadians have enjoyed visa-exempt status and have never been required to formally register their presence in the U.S. This development appears to align with recent tensions in U.S.-Canada relations, including the threat of a 51st state, the trade tariffs, and other policy shifts." The Canadian Snowbird Association, which represents Canadian snowbirds who travel around the U.S. during the warmer months, said it is working with Congress to see if Canadians with winter homes in the southern U.S. could be exempted from having to register. A 37-year-old Billings man died after falling from a chairlift at Red Lodge Mountain Ski Resort. Jeffrey Zinni was riding alone in a three-person chair last Monday when he fell from an unspecified height. Red Lodge Mountain's triple chairlift had an undisclosed mechanical problem during what officials said was a period of gusty winds. It was shut down and the ski patrol had to use ropes to lower more than 100 people to the ground. Zinni was flown by emergency helicopter from the area to a Billings hospital and died of his injuries Tuesday night. The resort says the chairlift will be reopened when it has been fixed and is safe to operate. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day, but it's also St. Gertrude's Day. St. Gertrude is the patron saint of cats. Gertrude was born in the year 626 and at the age of 10 refused a marriage proposal, instead choosing the church. Gertrude became the abbess of the nunnery at Nivelles, a city in modern-day Belgium. She built churches, monasteries, and hospices, and Nivelles became well known for its welcome of pilgrims, both lay and religious. Gertrude is also the patron of travelers and gardeners and is invoked against mental illness, rats, and mice. Gertrude died on March 17, 659, at the age of 33. She was venerated as a saint immediately after her death, with churches erected in her honor and many miracles attributed to her. One miracle involved an ocean voyage by her Irish monk friends, during which a sea monster appeared and threatened to capsize their ship. Upon invoking Gertrude's name, the sea monster suddenly disappeared and the monks survived. The story of this miracle explains the origins of a drink called Gertrudenmint, commonly drunk by sailors in the Middle Ages to ensure a safe journey. So as you're lifting your Guinness today in honor of St. Patrick, take a sip of a Gertrudenmint in honor of St. Gertrude. Happy St. Patrick's Day and happy St. Gertrude's Day. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1960. That was the day five Italian immigrant workers were killed in Toronto, Ontario, in what is known as the Hogs Hollow Tragedy. Referred to as Sand Hogs, workers sought to connect a pumping station to the water distribution network. They were building a water main in a tunnel under the Don River. The project was already far behind schedule and over budget. Workers were welding in a compression chamber when smoke began to overwhelm the main shaft. Some workers made it out. Firefighters were prevented from releasing water into the tunnel to extinguish the fire over concerns that it would cause a collapse. In addition, there was no backup safety equipment at street level. The tragedy shed light on the appalling wage and working conditions immigrant workers faced just outside the city's borders. The persistent public outcry prompted exposés and investigations that revealed just how bad conditions were. It was truly a tale of two cities. Within the city, union requirements guaranteed breaks and enforcement of safety regulations. But just outside, it was a different story. According to Jamie Bradburn, who wrote for the Toronto Historicist in 2010, workers on suburban projects faced conditions that included lack of proper sanitation, poor safety inspections, illegal withholding of vacation pay, unpaid overtime, checks that often bounced, and groundless threats of deportation. The coroner's inquest determined that callous management, incompetent foremen, inexperienced workers, a disorganized rescue, and inefficiency at the Department of Labor caused the disaster. Though no criminal charges were ultimately laid, the sacrifice of the five men at Hogs Hollow brought about improvements in the conditions that had led to their demise.
All right, going to kick things off. It's going to be kind of a rocking set this afternoon, I think. And I think it's good to remember some Irish history, if you know anything about the Troubles in Ireland. We'll start out with some songs that are kind of about that. First off, a band that you may have heard of from Ireland, U2, from their album War, that was, I think, their third album that they put out. Their song Sunday Bloody Sunday was the lead-in cut. It was about Bloody Sunday, the Bogside Massacre in 1972. And there was a Bloody Sunday in earlier in Irish history too, but in 1972 there was a protest and British soldiers killed 26 unarmed people. So U2 wrote a song about that. I'll play that for you. And then a couple by Stiff Little Fingers from their album Inflammable Material. I'll play Suspect Device and Alternative Ulster.
I can't believe We'll be right back. started by daylight next morning, bright and early, took a drop of the fjord to keep me hot from sinking, that's the petty's cure. Anytime I drink and see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, let me down this tower, sit your heart above me, as the world's the hardest, the wind is out of God, but I was almost there. Over the rocky road, the devil. As the ship was sailing, captain at reward said that no one had it. Then I jumped aboard a cabin, found for Paddy down among the bridge, paid some funny rigs, set some hardy jinx. The water around me bubbling up the hardy head, wish myself was dead, a bit of fire instead. On the rocky road to Dublin, up the hill and coming down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, rock the lardy door. The boy that never flew went to sleep, and when he called me so before, me saucers eye, let the shillelagh fly, so call me poison ice. The story was a howling with the loud array, they joined me in the fray, and so we geared away. On the rocky road to Dublin, up the hill and turned down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, where the Lord is
All right, that was the Dropkick Murphys, a live version of Rocky Road to Dublin from Live on St. Patrick's Day. It was recorded in 2002, just a scant 23 years ago. Oof. For that, we heard some songs about the troubles in Ireland, the conflict that's deep-seated between the Catholics and Protestants, the people that want an independent Ireland and people that think it should be part of United Kingdom. So I started out with Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2, then a couple by Stiff Little Fingers. Their debut album, Inflammable Material, had several songs that were about that. I played you Suspect Device and Alternative Ulster, and then you heard the Dropkick Murphys. I'm going to play one more Dropkick Murphys song for you, another live one called Worker's Song from Live on Lansdowne in Boston, Mass. Then a couple live ones from Flogging Molly from their Live at the Greek Theater album. I'm going to play Drunken Lullabies and No More Paddy's Lament.
Yeah! Mick out there. good Manchester United supporter. 3-1 today, brother. 3-1. Yes, can't complain.
Was Flogging Molly with No More Patty's Lament and Drunken Lullabies. Those were live versions from Live at the Greek Theater. For that, Dropkick Murphys did Worker Song from Live on Lansdowne, Boston, Mass. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, sitting in for Mick this afternoon. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Going to thank an underwriter here. Keep going with some more music. KGVM thanks Whistlepig Korean for their support of our programming. Whistlepig Korean offers fresh, authentic Korean food with vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free options for takeout or dine-in. You can find an online ordering menu on whistlepigkorean.com. They are located at 25 North Wilson in Bozeman and can be reached by phone at 406-404-1224. All right, going to keep rolling here. Going to play a couple by Bozeman's own, the Ornery Jacks. They're not playing together anymore, but They put out an album in 2022 called Feelin' Dunk. Some great Irish-flavored music on that. And I ran into Rob Lethert last Friday, I guess, down at Red Tractor Pizza. And he said he's got a new group playing traditional Irish music. They're getting fired up, and hopefully it'll be playing out here in the not-too-distant future. So you might keep an eye out for that. I thought I'd play a couple Arnie Jacks tunes from Feelin' Dunk. I'll play you The Liffey and Father Cuddy. Then a couple by The Pogues. A live version of If I Should Fall from Grace with God from Streams of Whiskey, live in Laysen, Switzerland in 1991. And then their version of Waxy's Dargle from Red Roses for Me.
Upon the shore. Father Cuddy was a merry soul, a man of fine repute, pious to the cloth, as Pan is to the flute. A brother of the inn has fallen, to the dry cask we're calling, for another drop of summer wine. By first morning's light, last he was seen, the stone where he knelt is still branded by his knees. If you listen to the wind, you can still hear him sing. Tear-a-lear-a, tear-a-lear-a, tear-a-lear-a-lee. Cuddy was sent to Muckross Abbey, across the Crimson Sea, to retrieve the wine for the brethren of he. He set back out for home in the ragtime heat, but a temperance of another spirit guided his feet. By first morning's light, last he was seen, the stone where he knelt is still branded by his knees. If you listen to the wind, sing. Tear-a-lear-a, tear-a-lear-a, tear-a-lear-a-lee. Tear-a-lear-a, tear-a-lear-a, tear-a-lear-a-lee. Cuddy in the warbling of a fowl, and upon his knees he saw the world change all around. As it grew longer and longer in the tooth, Cuddy held fast to his youth. He returned to the monastery with the promise of the wine, inquired of the arrival of the grape from the vine. But the porter was a man that the monk had never seen, told him this land now belonged to the queen. And one of his namesake had drowned 200 hence, and not one soul has seen the father since. By first morning's light, last he was seen, the stone where he knelt is still branded by his knees. If you listen to the wind, you can still hear him sing. Tear-a-lear-a, tear-a-lear-a, tear-a-lear-a.
never ever find a way. The cast of our body coming through these walls, coming through these walls. Let me go down in a mother's arms. That's your father's God, we're no touch can relieve me. If I'm burning the sun, the angels all see. Let me go, boys, let me go, boys. Let me go down in a mother's arms.
That was the Pogues version of Waxy's Dargle. Before that, a live version of If I Should Fall from Grace with God, coupled by Bozeman's own Ornery Jacks. Before that, Father Cuddy, and start out with the Liffey. Going to finish up with some more live cuts. First up, the Young Dubliners, a band that plays around here pretty much every year, I think. I assume they'll be out at Pine Creek again this summer. They've been doing a regular summer show out there each year. I'm going to play Follow Me Up to Carlo from their album Alive Alivo. Then the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones from Live from the Middle East with I'll Drink to That. Finish it up with the Tossers from an album called On a Fine Spring Evening, another version of the Rocky Road to Dublin, because you can't hear too many of those, especially today.
Up in Halloween, out the doors, and we go for by the Lord. In the queue is given the word. dinosaurs are gonna maul it. Flash all over the English pale, see all the children of the Gael beneath the Bourne's banner. Rooster of a fighting stock, would you let a Saxon cock crow out upon an Irish hot fly up, but we teach a manner. This is rare, not a dare, fearful do and fearful dare. But will you have a care, falling in his arrow? Up the halberd and the sword, and we go for by the Lord. Fear the kill is given the word, follow me up to Paro.
I'm gonna go. pantomime off from my home. I started like the girls and tune was nearly broken. Had it saluted by the dear, I kissed me darling mother, then drank a pint of beer. Me grief and tears this mother, then off to read the con. Leave it, I was born, caught a stout black darn to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, battling over the bugs, frightening all the dogs on the rocky road. A double in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt a hare and turn it down the rocky road. And all the ways to double in what will all be glad. In Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, next morning light, and there I took a drop of the pure to keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure. Whenever he's on for drinking, to hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while, and me curious style with such a heart. Above him I asked him, was I hired? Wages I required? I was sick and tired of the rocky road. To double in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt a hare and turn her down the rocky road. All the ways to double in black for lonely dar. In Dublin next arrived, I got it, such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fine city. When I took a stroll, all among the quality my bundle it was stole. In that neat locality something crossed me mind. When I looked behind the bundle did I find a pondy stick, a woman inquiring after the road. Said me come and probe, wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road. To Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt a hare and turn her down the rocky road. All the ways to Dublin black for lonely dar. From there I got away, my spirit never failing, landed on the quay. As the ship was sailing, captain at me rode, said to Norham Hardy when I jumped aboard. A cabin found for Paddy down among the pigs, did some hardy rigs, I danced some hardy jigs. The water around me bubbling went up all he had. Wish myself was dead or better far instead on the rocky road. To Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt a hare and turn it down the rocky road. All the ways to Dublin what will all you do? Well, the boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, they called me a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor old Erin's oil. They began abusing her army, so me says I, my shillelagh on the cry. Galway boys come by and saw I was a hobbling with a loud hooray. Joined in the affray, quickly cleared the way for the rocky road. To Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt a hare and turn her down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, whack for lonely
That was the Tossers, a live version of the Rocky Road to Dublin. Before that, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones did I'll Drink to That. And the Young Dubliners did Follow Me Up to Carlow. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon to KGVM. Hope you're having a great St. Paddy's Day. And hope it'll continue to be good. Be careful out there. Make good choices tonight if you're out on the town. Keep it tuned right here to KGVM. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up for you this evening. And have a great evening, everyone.